talk now about the National Youth Development Agency. Lots of suggestions now making the rounds that as Parliament seeks to appoint a new board, that some of those names were pre-approved. And it raises all kinds of questions about what the function of this agency really is. The members are said to be paid R500,000 annually. They attend 10 board meetings. Is it just about deciding which cadre gets a slice of the R500,000,000 budget? Is that fair or a crass assessment? We are joined now by Sabelo Chalufi, who is a political law and business commentator. Sabelo, very good morning to you. Welcome to our program.
Good morning, Bungani, and the rest of 702 Land. Thank you for the invite.
Talk to me about the general functions of the NYDA. Is it still a good institution to have, or is it, as some cynics might say, really another gravy train to allow those who are politically connected access to public money?
Well, I think one thing that we need to understand is that the NYDA's purpose is fundamentally to support the youth development in the country. And it was created predominantly, in part, rather, in the place of a dedicated youth ministry in itself and its predecessor organizations. Those were their functions. Now, in the current day and age, in terms of whether or not it's a force for good or what have you, it's a difficult question. But predominantly what we can see in its history is that they have wasted billions of our money, for instance, in unrecoverable loans that they've given to entrepreneurs, about 1.5 billion rand that they have written off. As directors or what have you, the agency's directors have cumulatively over the years earned themselves about 28 million rand. And as a group, that is, and that differs in terms of, you know, what position you sit on the board. So you have the chairperson, deputy chairperson, earning more than your non-executive directors.
Well, I raised the question around its functions because I suppose fundamentally what I'm asking is, are we getting value for money? We know that historically the NYDA has been packed with ANC-aligned persons. Now there are suggestions that even now that the list of the proposed members was pre-approved by the governing party. And of course, there have been suggestions before that it generally tends to funnel funding towards people who are aligned to the governing party.
Yes, in fact, and this is true, and it's not entirely an unfair criticism. You will remember that in 2017, when the last board was being appointed, you had a pretty much similar situation where at that point, the ANC Youth League's deputy president, Desmond Mwela, was in a fight against one of the sitting board members at the time, Kenny Morolong, for the appointment because the understanding was that they are fighting in order for them, for either of themselves to be appointed as the chairperson, which takes a package of about, you know, 1.2 million rand a year. And then insofar as the funding that has generally been funneled towards ANC-aligned individuals, it's also an inescapable a deduction to make in that the 1.5 billion rand that has been wasted has gone wasted in terms where even the sitting board members themselves at the time have, in fact, indicated that they accept that young people who are in a position to repay monies have not been repaying monies. Now, it's difficult for us to then think that these monies have not been given to the ANC, because if these people have not been repaying monies, then why is it that you guys are not going ahead and recovering the monies that have been lent out?
One of the people that is being proposed to join the board now is the spokesperson of Minister Jackson Mthembu, the minister in the presidency. Now, Nonceba Motlaoli has basically dismissed any suggestions that she's not suitable for the job based on her current responsibilities. She says there's no conflict of interest there, nothing to see. She's part of new people, new blood to energize the NYDA. Is that a fair defense?
Well, on one hand, it is On the other hand, it is not. But one thing that we also need to remember is that she was a candidate. She was interviewed, but ultimately she did not get recommended by the parliamentary board, by the parliamentary selection committee. They did not, in fact, recommend her. Now, insofar as whether or not her own defense is fair, to an extent, yes, to an extent also no. The fact of the matter is that she works in the presidency. She works at close proximity with the president. And in terms of the NYDA Act, it's the president who on parliament's recommendation, will then appoint the 7 board members of the agency and he's the only person who then must then designate a chairperson or the deputy chairperson. So working in such close proximity to the president puts her at an advantage that some of the other candidates are not in that she can lobby much more effectively for her own appointment. She's also a provincial task team member of the ANC in the Western Cape. And thus, in that scenario, she has an element of influence over at least the ANC delegates on the selection committee. Ultimately, none of this worked in her favor, and she was not selected. But the fact is that she had, at that point at least, coming in, an advantage that many others didn't have.
There's, for at least from the outside, it does appear to be a lot about who you know and to whom you are connected. Sabelo Thalufi will leave it there, political law and business commentator.